Good morning, 10:31 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday. And we have another special guest in studio. We have Mr. Martin from Martin and the Dead Guys. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, James. Hey. I'm real good.
Good to have you here.
Thank you. You
are actually going to be back here in Coffeyville playing at the Brown Mansion this weekend.
Brown Mansion, not the Blues Mansion.
Yeah.
The Brown Mansion. I made a boo-boo earlier. But
you know, you got the Blues. They're all colors, right?
They're colors, but so, yeah, I'm really happy to be playing there.
And this is a cool event. I mean, it is definitely something that, you know, we still have tickets available for. I mean, there's going to be the bourbon tasting, of course, some great music, and the cocktails getting started at 7:30. You can get tickets at the chamber, coffeevillehistory.com. But tell us a little bit, maybe for the listeners who might not have heard your music before, you know, I know you've played in Independence and that sort of thing, and we hear the name of the band, you know, thrown out there, but maybe for the listeners who might not have heard you yet, describe your music to us.
Well, the name of the band, Martin and the Dead Guys, comes from playing great music by musicians who have passed, anywhere from Johnny Cash to B.B. King. And I like to focus on the blues side of music, but blues is a very wide brand of music. There are a lot of country bluesmen. Hank Williams Sr. called himself a blues man. And so, anyway, that's what I do. And plus, I'm a writer. I spent years in Nashville writing songs.
Well, and I think someone once said that in order to sing the blues, you have to kind of live it. Like, you have to live the blues first, you know, to kind of get into that. It's a culture.
You know, it is, but what does blues really mean?
Yeah.
It's one thing to be blue, and it's another thing to, you know, blue is sad, but not for me, because blues music makes me feel good.
Sure, so. Sure. Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, it's all so individual, and it's such an interesting genre. You know, it's something that I don't know if we consider even mainstream. It's its own kind of thing, and I think that there's a lot of discovery that goes into that. And you know, you said you spent some time in Nashville, and I'm sure, you know, you get to spend some time with other artists and pick up, you know, some ideas and that sort of thing. And you, like you say, you've kind of got a tribute to some of the older artists, which I think is something that people can appreciate.
Well, you know, when I was in Nashville, they said, your music is real good. I got to talk to some pretty high up people. And, you know, I got close to having success, but I really didn't. And they said, Martin, your music is really good, but it sounds like 1980. And I was there in 1990. Music kind of circles around. But the thing about the blues, and country too, country and blues are so close. It's a language that you can feel and you can play in the moment, as opposed to songs that are written and this is how the song goes. Where you're performing blues, you're playing from the heart in that moment. And the song one night sounds great, but the next night it sounds different. But it's because that's how you feel at the time. I don't know if that makes sense or
sure.
not.
Sure, no,
it does
it really
to
does.
Anybody that plays the blues. Yeah.
And how did you get started with music? Did you start out kind of in blues, or what brought you kind of into the world of music?
Well, not really. I started with when I was 11 years old in Oskaloosa, Kansas. I got a guitar for Christmas, and I liked Jim Croce, and I learned him how to play and sing some of his songs, and Simon and Garfunkel, but then it just progressed. As I got older, it just progressed, and one day I decided I want an electric guitar. And when I got my electric guitar, that's when, it plays different than the acoustic. It's a completely different thing. And to learn to play, you don't really strum an electric. You pick those strings. I mean, you can strum an electric, but it's more about picking the strings and bending the strings and putting your heart into that note. That's what the blues is about. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So do you consider, so you're mainly a guitar guy. Do you play any other instruments?
Not really.
Sure.
I'm all guitar.
Sure.
All
no.
guitar.
No, that's great.
But, you know, I still, you know, it's like, I think one day I'm going to be able to play it. I'm still not quite there, but I think I'm going to get there.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's great. And it is so cool when, you know, be able to put so much time and effort into that. What are, I'm sure that your kind of, your different songs will vary kind of genre by genre and gig by gig. Do you have anything that you're thinking about playing, especially for this event?
Because this is funny. Yeah. This is funny because it's Bourbon at the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
By Gunnar. Is it Gunnar or Gunnar?
He's Gunnar, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Gunnar, mm-hmm. G-U-N-N-A-R, Gunner. Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I have a song titled Gunslinger, and it's a real cool tune. And it's about the Wild West, really. That night it might be Gunnar Slinger.
Right? I think that could work, because that's the other kind of cool thing is I think music can tie us back to some of those times, make us think about, you know, the people who came here before us. That this was considered the Old West, which is kind of weird. It's like, it's all green and there's no mountains and cacti and that sort of thing.
But we are there.
We're here.
We're right in the West. Here. Actually, I've written all kinds of songs. I wrote a song about traveling, about a cowboy riding across the plains. One day I was driving to Denver, and I was driving from Great Bend to Denver, and I didn't have a radio in my GMC pickup truck. And what am I going to do? I'm going to write a song. And so I ended up writing a song about a cowboy who was he was running from the posse, and it's kind of like Ghost Riders in the Sky, one of those kind of songs. So I've written all kinds of music. I'm not all blues.
Sure. Well, that kind of reminds me out of the scene from Honky Tonk Man, you know, and in their car trying to, they don't, it's like the 30s and on the radio, they're trying to come up with lyrics and that sort of thing. So, you know, that kind of idle time creatively, it can work quite well. So do you consider, I mean, obviously, do you consider yourself a singer-songwriter? Because you do, you know, add into some
that's,
of those songs.
That's what I would, I guess you could call me that. I really don't think of myself as a good singer, and I don't think of myself as a great guitarist. I'm pretty good at both, but the best thing I do is write. And actually Gunslinger has that song. You can find it on Spotify, but it has over a million streams. It's gotten me a little bit of success. Nothing to write home about, but I'm proud of it. But I've written a lot of tunes. In fact, I just finished writing a song called IRSSS. Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And it's a funny song.
Oh, that
but
is.
But it was tax day, and sure. I performed it in Ottawa at my show, and it went over pretty well.
That's great. That would be very timely. Now, it says that you're going to be doing a duo with Carlos.
Carlos Romero.
Yeah.
Let me talk about Carlos. He's a wonderful bass player. I met him in 2018 when I moved here, and actually he found me on a musician site and got in touch with me, and we hooked up right away. And Carlos is a wonderful bass player, very fun to watch, fun to be around. And then my drummer, when I do perform with my drummer, Bruce Brooks, is a originally from Lawrence, but moved to Independence years ago, and I met him, and when we played as a full band, Bruce is my drummer. But back to Carlos, I love him. You know, he's just a fun guy. A lot of people around here know Carlos.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Well, and, you know, I find it so interesting. And Chris, you know, having spent some time in Nashville, has described it a little bit to me, and maybe you participated in this. But, you know, just people showing up and playing these gigs, and you basically, every night, those places that will throw together a band from just kind of people who show up, and you play those songs together. There's the whole Nashville music system and everything in place.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It works. You can just be, well, the pickers in Nashville, they're phenomenal. The players there, they're just phenomenal, and they can make anybody sound good, including me. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's just really neat to have spent, you know, some time in there. I know that it can be tough to make a living, and everyone's trying to get their break. But, you know, I mean, I think we're glad to have you out here to perform. And it sounds like you get to make the rounds pretty good. I mean, do you perform primarily in Kansas, or do you cross some state lines? Do you go
I go to Oklahoma. Okay. I play in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri. And if if the gig pays enough, I'll travel a little further.
Sure.
But I'd love to go down to Arkansas. They have a good circuit there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in Arkansas.
Yeah, there is.
Some old-time radio stations that you can sing into a can.
Yeah.
I'm really super happy to have you here on the program. And, of course, we do still have tickets available for Bourbon to the Browns. You can just stop on by the Coffeeville Chamber of Commerce. You can visit CoffeevilleHistory.com. And, Martin, if people want to kind of follow along and, learn more about you and your band, what's the best way to do that?
Well, you can look up Martin and the Dead Guys on Facebook. That's really about the only thing that I do. I don't do Twitter. I don't do all of that. And the only thing I really post on Facebook is music. I stay away from political topics. It's all about just what my band is doing.
Well, and we live in such divisive times. Sometimes it's nice to have something like music that can, unite us together and something everyone can
enjoy. It is a common language, yeah. It certainly is. Music is a wonderful thing for all of us. No one is a novice.
Yeah, no, that's great. Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Thank you for having me, Coffeeville. I appreciate it. I really look forward to it. It's going to be a good night.
That's going to be a great event. Well, Mr. Martin from Martin and the Dead Guys, thanks so much for coming on here today.
Thanks, James. I appreciate it.
All righty. Hey, we'll be back with Open Line here in just a few minutes. We're going to wrap up the program right after this.